Corporal Desmond Doss was the first conscientious objector to earn the Congressional Medal of Honor, the United States' highest military award. A devout follower of Jesus Christ, Doss believed it was not right for him to kill other people. But he wanted to serve his country, so he volunteered as a medic. Well, during boot camp, his fellow soldiers ridiculed him for refusing to fire a rifle. They mocked him when he read his Bible and he knelt beside his bunk at night to pray. But in combat, it was a different story. During the World War II battle for Okinawa in May 1945, Doss repeatedly risked his life to rescue scores of wounded men. And through his unselfish actions, he earned the gratitude and the respect of his former critics and of those whose lives he saved. My friend, in the face of unjust criticism, the Apostle Peter told his fellow Christians, "Even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled." 1 Peter 3:14. In other words, the Apostle was urging them and us to honor God in our hearts and to be ready to give a respectful reply to anyone who asks about the hope that we have within us, my friend. Are you willing to do that? Do you love people enough to tell them that when this life is over, there's one of two places? That's all the Bible offers. No thirds, no second chances, no pick behind curtain 1, 2, 3, or 4. There's a heaven to be gained, and there's a hell to be avoided. A lot of people would say, well, the loving God would never send someone to hell. Here's the truth. Sin has to be judged. My friend, have you ever committed a sin? I certainly have. And even if you think that you haven't, the Bible says, don't be mad at me, be mad at the Bible if you want to, but it says you're a liar. He who says he hasn't sinned tells a lie, because all of us has fallen short of the glory of God. Each one of us has. So if, in fact, you have committed a sin, and if I've committed a sin, then we couldn't get into heaven in our present condition, could we? Because heaven is pure. It's 100% non-contaminated. And if I stepped in my present condition, and maybe it's so respectful to say, if you did, my friend, heaven would cease to be heaven. And that's why Jesus would say, you must be born again. And we have to tell people in love, yes, there will be critics, just as Corporal Desmond Doss had a lot of critics until his bravery showed through. My friend, when you and I love people enough that our bravery shows through, that we love them so much we will risk offending them to let them know that there's a God who loves them and a Savior who died for them. We're told to love the enemies that in this life we face, for showing love that's not deserved reveals to them God's grace. Heavenly Father, remind us that to return good for good is human, but to return good for evil is divine. It comes only from you. And I pray for my friend listening in today. I pray for myself that as we engage in fellowship with other believers, as we go to our respective churches or Bible studies, as we are still and know that you're God, as we get on our faces before you alone, and we sing out those praise songs, thanking you for the heaven that you have in store for each one who has placed their trust in Jesus Christ, we can only say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And give us the bravery to tell others how much you love them too. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen.